Yeah, I think the village and town renewal scheme continues to be an important aspect of the real grassroots work that's going on at a community level. And I would like to acknowledge Minister Heather Humphreys in that regard. I know in Mobile and Newton and in Churchill this morning, there's going to be a significant announcement of an average of 100,000 for each of those towns. And also there's a bigger allocation for at a county level to ensure that there's going to be a promotion of all the G-Tech and digital hubs that we have throughout the county as well. But significantly, it's just another added layer of funding for the great work that's going on at a community level. I want to acknowledge those particular villages in particular.
Deputy, you would hope that that overall allocation would potentially go to west of the county because none of the towns and villages there seem to have got approved today.
Well, a lot of investment in village and town renewal has gone into the west of the county, and in particular, there's a number of G-Tech and digital hubs. So part of that funding will ensure that those centres will be promoted. So that's important and it's significant. And I think what's happening here in relation to village and town renewal, there has been a rolling fund there on an annual basis for a number of years now. Also, the bigger part of the rural regeneration, there's significant funding going into Burton Port and Arranmore Island. And more recently, there was an announcement for Twin Towns and Cairndonas. So next on the list there, I know a lot of work is going in at a council level for the likes of Remelton and Rathmullen. I met with the group in Rathmullen on Monday, and they're doing very, very good work and close collaboration with the council. But significantly, going down into the grassroots level, take, for example, the Churchill group there. They've been very successful in funding over the last number of years, the new playground and different. This is their second village and town renewal announcement in the last couple of years. And I just want to commend that group and all the groups that have been really, really active on the ground. And even during COVID, a lot of these groups kept their plans together, have been working behind the scenes. And I think what we are going to see in the next couple of years is the fruits of the work that's been going on behind the scenes and on the ground over the last couple of years. And any groups that have been working on those plans, they will be the groups that obviously will do well on the funding with their preparatory work in place.
It does seem, as you've mentioned, that it is the groups who do all this work. There might be towns and villages across the county who are saying, you know what, I'd like a piece of that cake. But it's down to actually the community work on the ground to get that application in.
Yeah, it is. Look, there has to be a momentum and there has to be collaboration at a local community level. But one very significant player and the catalyst, I think, for all these positive funding announcements is the county council themselves. There's a great group of people there within the council at an official level. They will respond very, very positively to a local community group. They will send in officials to work on those applications and will provide the expertise and the signposting and the guidance. So it is about information. It's about having access to the information. And I would encourage all groups and any other community groups throughout the county that feel that they would like to see investment in their local communities to reach out at a council level to council officials, because one of the feedbacks I'm getting from officials in Heather Humphreys' department is that the level of professionalism around the applications coming from Donegal is very, very high. So look, that is resulting in successful funding applications. So I'd like to commend the leadership at Donegal County Council level, and in particular Liam Moore, Director of Services, who would have an overarching responsibility in this space, and all the officials who work along with him.